Well, Jimmy, that's quite a bizarre turn of events to have this game called off. Are you surprised it's called off?
I mean, it's in the sense that I've never played in a game where it's happened, bar probably a club game years and years ago. I played in a game at Sabine Park one winter, and a guy, similar thing happened, but we kind of carried on. It's really unfortunate because I think both sides probably felt we could have had a pretty good game there. I'm sure the Morgan felt with a couple of wickets it would have been hard when the spinners came on, and then for us we felt we'd done a good job with the ball and we could chase it down. So it's a real shame. The crowd probably pretty miffed, and it's, I feel for the Morgan more than anyone in a way, and they've this game is in front of the cameras, and so there's going to be an awful lot of spotlight on it. And poor old groundsman looked this morning. He looked like he was a little bit worried potentially about it because they played on Friday. So, it's just not particularly great for anyone.
It was the ball that Michael Hogan bowled to you off a length, which just hit you in the helmet with you coming forward, that's kind of set off this, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Carby got one that bounced a bit earlier. He went to pull and hit him in the helmet, and that sort of bounce, that slight variable bounce, is pretty acceptable. You know that balls are going to keep low or bounce, especially this time of year or on used wickets. That's kind of par for the course. But I suppose it's the extreme nature of that. I tend to sit on the back foot the best of times, so for me to be on the front foot and it to do that probably is quite a little bit. I suppose the shock of it is what spurred people into action. I suppose, unfortunately, there's no damage done or anything, and that's probably their worry. If it goes again and it's doing it off that sort of length, then someone could get quite a nasty hurt, and then it does probably fall into the officials' hands, and so yeah. It's always hard to be involved in those things. Much rather, not be asked what, you just to get told to carry on or to carry on. And so I sat on the fence a bit. I think Carby felt it was a little bit pretty dangerous. I mean, we've had some wickets that have been deemed unfit in the past. Unfortunately, in that when it was bedding down at our place, there was the odd one, and then we got dock points for one a few years ago. It does happen. The groundsman under quite a lot of pressure to produce wickets. We play so much cricket, don't we? And if it's you go through a hot patch or a period where the new drainage that seems people talk about, it can be quite hard to keep wickets together. So it's just really unfortunate all round.
Yeah. So what was happening? Because obviously the ball that hit you, obviously you were getting some treatment, which is the main thing. We keep forgetting about that.
Oh, hey, I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
But then there was the umpires. I mean, what was happening out there? What was being said between the umpires, Rudolph, and whatever?
I had no idea where the ball had gone. So I thought it might have been in my helmet, but actually it was the stem guard flapping around at the back. And then took the helmet off, had a look, and by the time I sort of, sort of got my composure back, I suppose, and I saw that Jack was talking to the umpires. The umpires were having a little bit of a meeting, and the next thing, Vincey's walking out, and there's all the players are there, ridiculous, in terms of that one ball. So the general feeling out there was one of, I suppose, if like that that shouldn't happen. And then everyone, then it was, what are we going to do? So they called, Tony Pye got out and a few others, and so everyone got involved.
Pitch inspector, really.
So I got to Pye, I said, look, they said, what do you think? Do you want to play? And I said, look, we'll do whatever, but I don't really feel we should necessarily be involved in this decision. We're happy to do whatever we get told to do. And I suppose then the umpires are then feeling a bit more pressure. But, whether it's the right call or not, I don't know, because you just don't know how the week's certainly not going to get any better. That's probably the worry for the umpires, and it's a big call. They're on telly. There's lots of there's a wicket that they've lost points on before. So just as I say, it's unfortunate all round. I don't really know what else to say.
I don't want to keep you out here too long, but as I understand it now, the game has been abandoned.
Yeah.
So is that a point each? Am I right in that?
Yeah. I'm sure that they're probably. Be some sort of repercussions, unfortunately, for the Glamorgan boys in terms of their, when I don't know the points and stuff for that. But for us, it's a point, and the disappointment will probably be that maybe if we were able to bat 50 overs, we'd have probably chased it down. But you never know. If it starts to deteriorate, and Glamorgan could have won the game. So I mean, I just don't know. But certainly, we played in a wicket at our place when we should have. We were docked points and we lost the game, so it was a double whammy. So. I don't know. And I suppose in the grand scheme of it, there's a few people, you know, quite a few people come to watch, so they've missed out. But then, you know, you don't want to see a nasty injury on the pitch either. Those are so rare, but there's always a chance, you know, that sneaks through. Fortunately, the helmets are bloody good these days.
But you guys played well. You played well yesterday against Middlesex. Yeah. So, I mean, on the face of it and on paper, you were on the way. Why should you be penalised? Because a point, you've effectively, in the game, the way it looks at the moment, you guys have been penalised a point because you should have. You looked like you were on the way to get two. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's what why my, you know, Vincey and Dale are, you know, were out. You know, they were a little bit, probably a bit miffed. But there is that, you know. They're so. I don't think there's any way they can sort of decide that we'd have won the game. There's such a long lot of cricket left to play. But yeah, it's that side of it is frustrating because Vincey said in an interview just now. You know, you never know whether that one point is going to make a big difference or not. Certainly, we work really hard to get ourselves into a good position in this game. I don't know what a pass score was. That's the thing. We thought probably when they were 100 for 7, we could bowl them out for something like 150. Then, you know, they got 180, so it might have been a bit above par. But then we got off to a reasonable start, and you just don't know. So there's so many ifs and buts. It's a shame, yeah, we might have won, got an extra point. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, taken out of our hands. And, you know, that's the way it is. I don't think we can complain too much.